If you're thirsty for big business ideas and lessons learned from people who have started up or started over, you've come to the right place. We've got shots of inspiration mixed with a few ounces of advice, delivered straight up by movers and shakers in Saskatoon's business community. So pull up a chair. This round's on us. Welcome to Chamber on Tap.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Let's do this. Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's so good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too. It's nice to be back in the room.
So nice
after
summer.
Doing this thing. The room's buzzing. People are here. They're pouring drinks over there.
Everyone's excited to be here.
We've got the food lined up.
We do.
It's going to be a great night.
It's going to be great.
Who are we talking to today?
We're talking to Catherine Greiba from CRG Strategies.
Awesome.
Lovely lady.
I've known her for a couple of years, so I'm excited to learn more about what she does.
Me too.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
That's interesting that you had the idea that if I'm going to change and be something for someone else and step into a new light, that you did it. And I mean, you had a lot of experience about in businesses and being involved in businesses, but actually going through the steps yourself, seemingly overwhelming, but seems like you had a lot of good mentors and relation and people along the way to help you.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But running a business, as you all know, I mean, there's all this, it's fun to do the work part of it, but man, sending out the bills and all that back stuff is not fun.
Well, I was going to say, you strike me as a very detail-oriented person. So it was that paperwork overwhelming to you?
Yes, I hated it. I still do. But I've also gotten better at, you know, finding people that are really good at what they do and shaving that up. I don't have to do all of this. So get people. And that also, in my view, helps with the economy. So why wouldn't I hire someone that can help me with my business, and it also helps them with their business? So I've gotten better at that,
yep.
Much better.
Yep. No matter what stage we are in business or whether we are entrepreneurs or not, we always know what we like, what we're good at, and what things we are happy that someone else is going to take off our plate.
So I needed a website. And 25 years ago, my husband and I had a business. He's Hunter, as I said, and we sold reloading components for guns and had a gun shop downtown. And he had a website. And at that time, he was really ahead of his time because he figured out the SEO, like the search engine optimization. He figured out what words he needed on his website. So when you searched, Stalker Sports came up right at the top. So he did all of this with his website. So I said, we can do this. I said, no, I don't think so. No, really, he said, just get your domain from Black Sun. I use Black Sun, and they'll help us. I said, but 25 years ago when websites were just coming out, that's what they did. They helped. They don't do that now. You hire a website consultant to help you. No, we can do this. So I said, okay. So we're working away, and you know, when you choose a template for a website, if you're selling T-shirts, that gives you have a different kind of platform than if you're selling services. So we get on this, and there's a template, and there's a dude, and he's like 35 years old. He's got black hair and really thick glasses. He looks like a really smart IT guy, right? I can't get him off. My website, this picture's on there, and here's this, hi, I'm Catherine Greiba, I'm blah, 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 and this guy is on there. So anyway, I said, Sean, how are we gonna do this? So I was talking to my son at the time. At the time, he was playing for the Edmonton Oilers. And he said, Mom, what are you doing? So he actually got the social media guy from the Oilers to do my first website. So it turned out okay. Yeah, turned out okay.
Well, you gave it your best shot.
I did.
We do want to do things on our own when we're starting.
Yeah.
You had the foresight to go, this is not my
right.
area. And yeah, you kind of had a I told you so moment, I suppose, then
it's
to share
nice.
With your husband.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about CRG. So
yeah.
What is it that makes your services unique? Where's your niche? How are you helping organizations to succeed at the board level?
So my first year, I really built all of my templates. You know, like there's the processes that you use, and it is a bit of a rinse and repeat in the consulting world, but you know, everything is curated specific for clients, but I spent a lot of time building my processes and agendas for meetings and all of the things that I would have to go through. And the other thing that I started to do with strategic planning with boards and organizations is I said, you know, you actually have to know the role of the board when the board is in a strategic planning meeting, discussion. So without organizations asking me, I just started in a strategic planning day when the board was there, I just incorporated a governance piece. I just started doing a training piece on the role of the board in strategic planning and the role of the board in governance. Here's what you need to know. And it was like usually an hour or so. And what would happen is they say, that wasn't enough time. We need more of that. And so it kind of led then to, you know, more governance, more demand, I guess, for some of the governance pieces. So that's really what I do, is I help boards to become better. I mean, the big thing is meetings are terrible. We're always talking operational stuff. Our board's too big. Nobody, you know, not enough people. Nobody can talk because four people talk and there's 20 people sitting around the table. I also coach CEOs and executive directors on how to get the most out of their boards. And, you know, CEOs will say, board's in my kitchen, you know, they're in my way, I wish I didn't have a board. So I really work with them to, you know, the board isn't going away. And there's a whole group of people around that board table that are really, really helpful to you. So, but there's a way to do it. So, you know, I say this often, is that CEOs complain that boards are in their kitchen. But when you take a look at the board package and what the CEOs are putting into the board package and sending to the board, they've actually invited them in and given them the apron. Like, there's just too much detail. So it's all about giving them, because the boards eat what you feed them. So you have to keep that at a higher level. And that's a skill for CEOs that they're not used to. And the challenge that CEOs have, quite frankly, is that lots of people in this room all over the place have gone and taken training on board governance, and that has not, and CEOs have not kept up with that training. So, you know, their board members will go to a training session and then they'll come back and the CEO's like, well, what happened here? Like, I thought what I was doing before was working. And so that training for the CEOs keeping up with their boards is something that I'm trying to do, make their life a bit easier.
Well, that sounds like that's a much needed service and probably very welcome when you can sit with the CEO and explain to them what is going on in the board's mind and, like you said, how to just provide them with the right level of detail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Do you find, obviously, communication, mediation, are those things that situations you find yourself in when there's quite a lot of disconnect?
There can be. Yeah, there can be. And like any service that we provide, listening and really listening is important. You know, one thing that I learned working with groups is the value of knowing people's names and saying their names to them. I am blown away by how important that is to people. It's one of the biggest things I get for feedback. I cannot believe that you knew everybody's name in the room. So it just that people need connection. They need to feel that you're talking to them and you actually paid attention to what their name was. So it's, you know, have all of these processes and all of these things that, you know, are frameworks to apply, but sometimes it's just the basics of just knowing people's names, making sure people have heard. You may not agree with them, but making sure they've got their voice on the table.
That's advice that spans across all industries and just even in our personal lives. You're right. The fact that somebody remembers your name, you're like, oh, geez, I wish I could remember yours. I wasn't really listening.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Good point, Tanya. Just kidding.
So your days are busy.
They are.
And you are a one-woman show, and you like it that way. That's how you want to keep it. You're, you know, ruling your roost there.
I think had I started this business 25 years ago, it would have been fun to expand and have a, you know, have a company, have a business. But no, I'm on my runway is pretty short here. So I'm not. I love partnering with people. I'm doing some work with another consultant now. I've worked with Peggy on a few, and it's really fun to be able to work with another consultant on with clients. I really like that. But as far as hiring anybody with my business, no, I won't be.
No. That's good to know, because every business has its own trajectory and its own its own path. So there is, I think it's amazing to be a solopreneur. You have like full, you don't need a board because you're yourself, right? Or do you have a board of consultants?
I should, but no, I don't.
But you know all the answers. You can think from multiple perspectives, I'm sure.
I would say, though, that that is actually a resource that I've often thought that small businesses and family-run businesses should consider doing is somehow finding a way to have an advisory board function. And because we have a lot of CEOs and really smart people that are retiring or about to retire in this community. And yeah, they spend their time at the lake, and yeah, they spend their time in Palm Springs, but boy, they want to give back. So there's ways to harness that, that if you're running your small business, your family enterprise, and wanting to know, like, how do we do this? There are people that have gone through it before. Mm-hmm. And there's ways to do it without, especially advisory, you don't have to take their advice. You're not governed by them, but you can take the advice or leave it, and there's, you know, confidentiality agreements and all of that. But I think there's opportunity for small businesses to really try to capture some of that really smart stuff that's right at our fingertips.
I think that's a great suggestion. Maybe we bring that to Jason at the end of the evening. Potentially there's room within our chamber group here to have those small business circles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great advice. So you have a lot of fun stuff going on. We'll get to that in a moment. But I do want to know sort of what's on the radar for you coming up with CRG. Do you have any future goals or bucket lists that you want to achieve with your company?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I'm working with the Institute for Corporate Directors, and it's a national organization that provides training for boards. And right now, I'm delivering a course nationally, two or three times a year it's been, on chairing boards. And so it's four sessions, 3 hours sessions, so 12 hours total. And we get the gamut from Newfoundland to British Columbia, chairs of police commission, chairs of hospital foundations, chairs of Blue Cross, is like the whole thing, and it's just a terrific opportunity. And so what I'm just looking into now is there's a national membership organization that's looking for something curated specific just for them. So the Canadian X Association. So I'm looking to do more of that. So that'll be fun. The other thing that I'm wanting to do is we have, I think, a lot of young people that are saying exactly as you just did, Nadine, I don't even know what this means. And it's frightening, and it could be daunting to go onto a board. So actually, Jana and I just had some very brief discussions that what I would really like to be involved in, you know, offering something to people just starting out on boards. What do you have to look for? Because if we can get that training at that base level when they're just starting, you know, they can start by developing some skills when they first start on a board and just continue to develop it. Because we need good boards. I mean, good boards really offer good governance and better organizations. So I think we'll be a stronger province because of it.
Good for you. I think that sounds like a really important initiative. And obviously giving back and community is important to you.
It is.
Are there things that you really want to hang your hat on, or that you have achieved over your time, whether it's with the city or just different organizations, that you're really proud of, that you want to, you know, highlight as your legacy contribution?
I loved working on those Canada Games. That was so much fun. It was such a community event. Everybody was involved. We had a ball, and I learned so much from those folks, and I just, as I say, brought the whole community together, and I kind of wish we had more of those coming up. So that would have been one of mine that I was really proud of, the work I did on that.
Yeah. Good for you. So you mentioned change just a couple minutes ago when you were self-reflecting and you had to go through moments of change in your life. So I'm really curious because Catherine has a podcast called Get Your Goat, and it is all about change. And I think through our lives, we all go through periods of personal change, relationship change, career change. it can be really scary and terrifying, but it's natural and it can be exhilarating. So I'm hoping to spare a few moments here for you to tell us all about your podcast, why you started it, why you focused on the topic of change.
So my co-host, Peggy Koenig, is here. She and I started it. And
hello, Peggy.
It's the full name is So You Want to Move to the Country and Raise Goats. And the thought behind that is I am so done with whatever I'm doing. I just want to leave, quit, and go to the country and move, and raise goats. And so we started talking about this back in 2019 and thought there was some literature that came out that said that a lot of people at the 15-year mark in their career were like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. But I got 10 more years to go. But I don't know how to get out of this because I've gone through school to be a lawyer. I'm on the partnership track. Like, I'm too invested in whatever it is. And so we did a fair bit of research, actually did curriculum. Up for kind of a workshop, and we had all kind of ideas on how to make that happen. And, you know, so that was, you know, 2019, starting January, February 2020, then March 12th of 2020 hits, and we're like, oh my God, now what? So we thought, you know, it's COVID's here, nobody can move, we're gonna do a podcast. So that's how it started, and then the whole premise of it is we believe that we all learn through people's stories. And so our guests come on and talk about the changes they've gone through in their life and how they've gone through it. And some of the tools and tactics and things that's worked for them. And so it's been fascinating. We're coming up to our 100th guest pretty soon. So it's been a lot of fun.
Good for you. I hope that maybe at the end you can, or I guess now you can let us know where we would find that, as well as top of mind.
And yeah, getyourgoat.ca.
That's easy.
Or Spotify, Apple, anywhere you find your podcasts.
Any big takeaways about change management or stories that have really impacted you from your guests?
You know, I think a couple. One is when many people have gone through change at the urging of someone else. Gee, you should try this. Gee, you're good at that. Maybe you should look at that. And a number of our guests talk about that I never would have done this without the encouragement from someone else. So I think it's a note to all of us, the importance of recognizing in other people other potential that they may not think of themselves. So I would say that's really been a real good takeaway for us. You know, another is for people that chose change, just get started. Don't wait for perfection. Perfectionism is paralyzing. Just take the first step and just keep moving. And you'll get better and better as you go. But that's been another theme that we've seen is you just got to start. Just go. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think some of us stall because we're like, well, I don't have the entire thought developed. I don't have the entire package in front of me. How do I take that first step?
Exactly. That's it. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and change can be paralyzing for people.
Yeah.
You know, whereas Jolene in the room, she says there's completely people who are completely adverse to change, and that would be terrifying. And others, we want to change something every day.
Right? Yeah. No, it's really true. Yeah.
So working with people throughout their multiple personalities, I'm sure having this insight really helps you when you're dealing with a board, because the idea of a board is to be made up of multiple people and multiple viewpoints.
It is. Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, it's been really interesting in doing this podcast because it gives you insight a little bit into where people are coming from, things you hadn't quite thought of before. So, yeah, it's been a really great experience. And that was one thing. We had no idea how to do a podcast. None. Like, how do we even record it? Do we need a mic? Do we need a studio? We just kind of stumbled our way through and, you know, got some great expertise to help with the website and so on. But part of it was we just started and just kind of got better as we went.
Well, good for you. Your entire story is very inspirational. I really applaud you for your dedication to the organization, to working for the city for 30 years, as you had said, or any organization. That is a win in itself. So good for you for being a dedicated long-term employee. And then taking that step back and saying, I'm not done. I'm going to continue to go. So I'm excited to see what you have in store for you and where you take this. So thank you. You've been very inspiring. Thank you for sharing your story. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to share with us, whether it's advice? I mean, you've given us a ton of advice, but anything you want to highlight before we open it up to our guests?
We can't underestimate the value that we can provide to each other, and that we just need to keep coming out. And thank you to the Chamber for putting on these events. They're very important. And you just never know when someone is going to come to your rescue or you can come to theirs. And the other thing with the whole, you know, networking is the value of being a connector, of connecting someone that you think, oh, I know that they talked about something here, I know somebody, and actually connecting people. I love doing that. It just is so much fun, and we can all do that if we're really paying attention and listening to what people are needing and then thinking, is there somebody out there that I know that can kind of, you know, connect them together? So just the value of the people in this room is so great.
I'd love to give you a round of applause.
Thanks, Nadine. Thanks.
This has been a distilled version of Chamber on Tap, a live event hosted monthly by the Greater Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce. Check out upcoming dates and speakers at saskatoonchamber.com or follow the Chamber on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram using the handle @thechamberyxe.
Produced at
Sound Lounge by T-Bone.